Andropause or male menopause can be reversed by releasing male hormone from sex hormone-binding globulin by 2 capsules of Men's Max twice a day, using 8-pyrrole norrenogen and hormone synergy to prevent the conversion of male hormone to female, and the use of Testo cream topically 4 to 8 pumps on the neck, arms, and groin, along with DHEA and pregnenolone cream to reverse the hormone deficiency production. This protocol can reverse male hormone imbalances and can be tested with saliva tests with a consult with Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So male andropause is reversible, as well as prostate problems with prostate flow, bladder up, and Swedish flower pollen. Contact us for your protocol for male hormone problems and prostate at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. The best place to find the wellness protocols to make you better without toxic polypharmacy. Take care and take action with NutriMedical.com. CalmMind and BrainMake are an amazing combination. CalmMind contains myo-inositol, xanthine, and GABA. And BrainMake contains magnesium L-threonate to calm the brain down by blocking the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. We can use this along with other nutraceuticals for anxiety, including 5-HTP cross that crosses the blood-brain barrier, stress to go, and the use of our CBD liposomal oil as well to reduce and calm the brain down and reduce seizure activity and non-seizure activity in the limbic system that causes anxiety. If you have questions regarding our protocol for anxiety and sleep, do contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free protocol and a callback if you purchase any products at 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com, the best place to get the wellness protocols to stay, keep you well without toxic polypharmacy. Stay well with NutriMedical. Beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max, and it triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the joint performance and the use of Red Deer Velvet DR, and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal. And taking Omega Supreme Pro of fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutriMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails, and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. 888-212-8871 and NutriMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails. CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams for 15 ml bottle or 37 milligrams per ml, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress to Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag. But get them at NutriMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. Cell Defense Plus by NutriMedical.com has the most powerful absorbed form of curcumin in the world. It's the only form of curcumin that can suppress cancer mother cells, turn off inflammation for autoimmune disease, and reduce cytokine levels throughout the body, including vascular autoimmune disease and even fight cancer. There's nothing like Cell Defense Plus in NutriMedical and our armamentarium to fight vascular disease, cancer, and autoimmune diseases. We can use it with other amazing, powerful nutraceuticals you can obtain at NutriMedical to stop free radicals, turn off inflammation, and fight cancer, autoimmune disease, and heart disease. Cell Defense Plus is unique in its ability to get rid of cancer mother cells. And if you want to stay well, it's one of the most important things to take daily for your immune system to reduce cytokine levels throughout your body and heal. Get them at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical every day of your life. Welcome back. We have Rob Roselli now. His normal time slot is the third hour on Friday. So, Rob, there's lots of news to cover today. In fact, usually after the show, I do kind of like a news blog on Vimeo and YouTube. What are the major stories you're following, Rob?
Oh, boy. Where do you...
If you're lost, I'll throw some old at you. Number one, we have the Beto factor, the Beto O'Rourke, the fawning media over Beto, who's got crazy, again, touting the 12-year thing, which always is moving. They never start the clock ticking about the 12 years we've got left to live on Earth. And then we have, of course, the situation where the Trump has now vetoed some move by both Rhino Republicans and Democrats to try to stop his emergency. I hear a lot of noise in the background, if you can stop that. We have a situation going on in terms of Venezuela, where I actually did a story yesterday for an hour and 17 minutes with John W. Spring of the Chinese troops in Venezuela. I had some disagreement with Harley Schlanger in the last hour, tried to say it's just my theory. No, it's not. It's a fact. I have the pictures, satellite photos, everything. Okay, hospital ship pictures, everything. So we have those three stories alone are enough to get you rolling. We also have the mosque terror incident in New Zealand just killed 49 people. So what do you think of those four stories and spin off on that?
Well, I mean, I don't know where you start. I mean, look. I mean, let's start with this Cortez, this little snot-nosed congresswoman from New York. I mean, shooting her mouth off. I mean, I'm sure everybody by now has seen her idiocy on display with this Wells Fargo executive. I'm sure you've seen that.
Right.
I mean, where do you start with that? Or where do you begin with that?
Well, she's been caught on a photograph with her assistant or manager or her handler and shucking down a giant burger while she said, no, you don't want any more cows. And she's taking her she's taking Uber and all kinds of other vehicles that are gas guzzlers instead of taking one of the few places in the country where subways actually are cheaper and more inexpensive and easier to get around the city, New York. And so she's a lying piece of human garbage. And she's following the script, obviously. She doesn't even know the science, yet she jabbers with her anorectic face like she somehow knows things that nobody else knows, like she's a religious leader. It's disgusting, isn't it?
Well, but it's funny you bring up the word. When you say religion, I mean, this environmentalism, and I'm not talking about legitimate environmental causes. I mean, Greenpeace, and when they started out, at least, like, I really don't have a problem with that, and I kind of support it.
I was a charter member of Greenpeace. And Patrick Moore, by the way, I know personally. Go ahead.
Environmentalism, as it stands with, like, this Cortez, it is, in fact, a religion. It's a religion of paganism or Gaia, you know, Mother Earth. And Gaia just so happens to align with the Earth goddess Isis. If you go back to ancient Egypt, let's just get right to the point. It's the Whore of Babylon.
Exactly.
Is really, and that's really, it's a worship of nature. And that's what these buffoons really are. And look, I mean, the radical environmental movement is nothing but a bunch of genocidal psychopaths, nature-worshipping, you know, Gaia weirdos and Malthusian freaks. I mean, that's what these people are. I mean, they're not scientists, they're not engineers. They're subjective in their conclusions. For her to have the audacity to get on there and say, it's a foregone conclusion or it's settled science. This issue of carbon pollution, and let's just look at the stupidity of that. I mean, carbon pollution. I mean, carbon is the building block of all life. I mean, these people. When you say carbon pollution, really what they're saying is
carbon is the basis for oxygen. It's called the carbon oxygen cycle. So please continue.
Well, yeah, but the point is that really what they're saying, carbon pollution, really what they mean is they mean humans. I mean, we're carbon and water mostly, right? So really what they're saying is that it's a very thin facade of this global warming or climate change or whatever the whole, it's a very thin facade to cover up their religion, which is a worship of Gaia or the whore goddess Isis and her husband, of course, Osiris, who, you know, old people know the Old Testament. I mean, the Canaanite version of Osiris was none other than Baal, right?
Right.
And the female was Ashtaroth or Asherah, so, you know, the Asherah poles and this sort of thing you're talking about in Jeremiah.
Yeah, you got all the names right. You know, by the way, the symbol for Israel is not an Israeli symbol. It's a symbol of Ashtoreth, the fertility goddess, that they would sacrifice children that were conceived in new moon ceremonies, Canaanite ceremonies, Jebusites, etc. Actually, if they didn't have a child, they'd make a sweet bread to the Queen of Heaven in the shape of a little girl or boy. That's where we get the story in Germany of gingerbread. The gingerbread kids were basically druidic ceremonies given to their god, Isis, this fertility goddess, to about the years of the days of Baal and Molech, where they would actually sacrifice children on the arms of this giant owl god, which we have in Bohemian Grove. So you have to understand, these people are genocidal maniacs. They need to be shut up or put in prison or psych hospitals. We need to have no more dialogue with them because they can't dialogue. They basically don't want to discuss science because they believe it's all settled. And that's the end of the discussion. There's no room for discussion with people that are maniacs that think they have religious dogma and we're all just apostates if we don't agree with them.
Well, there's again, it's a religious zeal because this is their religion. I have no doubt. I mean, the science is a very thin veil to cover up what these people are, which is
there's
nothing
no science
like,
there.
Hey,
there's no science there at all.
Genocidal maniacs. Nothing but a bunch of genocidal maniacs out of the Old Testament. I mean,
We spent 2 hours yesterday with Dr. Tim Ball, who's been sued 3 times. He's a Canadian climatologist. It affected his physical health, and I'm going to help him there. He lost $600,000 of his own money. He got a stock trader in New York to actually support him and provide legal defense for all the attacks. But it's frightening anybody else who's a climatology scientist that you're going to be destroyed financially and have your career destroyed and your life destroyed by these large foundations like Soros, etc., and these billionaires that support these climate insanity. We need to get rid of the so-called NGO, non-government foundations that support this climate garbage and this genocide, which is basically a form of neo-Malthusian genocide of the human race and the ecocide of the planet. That's what it is.
Well, yeah, and as I call these people Malthusian freaks, that's exactly what they are. I mean, they're using the environment. They worship, they look at the Earth as a goddess, as a pristine goddess, and we're the pollutants, we're the problem, we're the carbon, the humans are the carbon pollution.
They're not even concerned about the planet, to be honest. Let's get it straight here. I'm an environmentalist. I want total recycling. I don't want plastic in the oceans, and I don't want pollution coming out. I took care of the carbon, let me finish this, of the coal-fired generators generating power in Colorado. I took care of the engineers working on it, and the only thing coming out of it was fluffy water vapor. There was no pollution. So this idea you need to get rid of called fossil fuels, which is also a lie. It's not fossil. Most of the fuel in the oil in the earth is created by the nuclear reaction of the planet itself from the gold theory in 1951, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, which is why the Russians drilled to 40,000 feet. This is disgusting. These people, we do not need to discuss anymore. When Beto O'Rourke speaks, if Americans believe this idiot, they deserve to die, because they're going to. Because if they actually adopt this Green New Deal, which is not new and it's not green, it's not trying to save the planet. It's trying to kill the planet. It's trying to kill the human race and every living thing on the planet. It's ridiculous.
Well, let's just look at that, Dr. Bill. I mean, let's just look. I mean, if you're really concerned about the environment, and I've said this for years, and if you're really concerned about the environment, protecting the environment, a good place, a good group to get rid of would be the radical environmental movement. I mean, what have they given us?
They're not environmental at all. They're the environmental, we call genocidal movement. They're not really environmental at all. If you're a true environmentalist, I want to see total recycling. I want to see smokestacks. For example, why do we allow countries to be trade with, like China, to have smokestacks? Do you know that up to 40% of the pollution arriving in San Francisco comes from China? Because they don't have scrubbers on the smokestacks to stop pollution, so their own cities, you can go park your car in Beijing, and you get an inch and a half of dust on your car within an afternoon being there. It's insane. When they had the Olympics there a few years ago, they had to stop people driving into the city because the pollution was so high from the industry, they had to shut it down so they can even have the Olympics. It's ridiculous.
Well, think about how obscene that is, on how many levels. I mean, first of all, like I was saying, I mean, look, what do you get out of the environmental movement, so-called? So you get carbon pollution, which is a ridiculous notion on its face, and carbon dioxide is a pollutant. Well, what do you get from these morons? What do we get? We get mercury light bulbs. You get mercury pollution. You got geoengineering. These psychopaths want to spray sulfur particles in the atmosphere to block the sun and prevent global warming.
Exactly. In fact, I met with Dr. Isley, World Constitution Parliament Association founder in 1958. And they're talking about changing the albedo of the planet and putting nanoparticles in the upper atmosphere to change the albedo of the Earth with sulfur. These people are nuts. And they're so damned evil, and they believe that there's no room even for scientific discussion. We talked about this yesterday with the hockey stick that was put forward by the idiots that are suing Dr. Tim Ball. Dr. Tim's not going to back off on this. Neither am I. You want to sue me, idiots of the United Nations? I'm a co-founder of Greenpeace by almost 50 years ago. I'm sick and tired of it. I'm not going to take it anymore, just like the movie Network. And if you want to sue me, you're going to have hell to pay, honestly. And by the way, if you want to dox me like you doxed Tucker Carlson, God help you, because you try to dox Deagle, you're going to wish you didn't.
But the bottom line is you're not dealing with rational people here. I mean, look, their mind is closed, and their minds, they are God. I mean,
they're enveloped by demonic entities. These are literally demonically possessed, evil, non-scientific, dogmatic, hyper-religious, satanically energized people. There's nothing humane or rational about them. Nothing.
No. The lights are off. I mean, there's no negotiating. I mean, it's almost like the best analogy I can think of is going back, Moses with Pharaoh in the Old Testament. People say, well, didn't Pharaoh kind of get the hint after, say, the fourth or fifth plague? There's no negotiating with him. I believe, his mind was turned dark. His heart was turned to stone, right? And that's what God decided to do, and that's his business ultimately. But I believe it's the same thing with these people. I just think they're just like Pharaoh. Go back to John chapter 8. I mean, these are the children of the devil. I mean, and Pharaoh was the representation of the devil, right?
So let's get into some of these others. I want to get into these other stories now, too. We have Chinese troops, and I had a disagreement with Harley, tried to say, oh, that's just your theory. No, it's not. There's 35,000 Chinese Special Forces troops in Venezuela. There's Iranians and Hezbollah in Venezuela. There's Russian nukes, not only submarines tunneled into the sidewalls of the Orinoco River. We have in La Rochita Island, and I have the satellite photos to prove it and video posted up on YouTube, that they have two-mile-long runways for the AN-225 long Antonov jets to bring in these missile silos. They can shoot off hypersonic cruise missiles of Mach 10 to Mach 13 at 7,000 to 9,000 miles an hour that are unstoppable. They can hit us with an EMP or directly nuclear attack on our cities and our military bases. And people want to think it's okay. No, it's not. What we have going on right now is both Russia and China are doing an act of war. And that's why we have Paul Craig Roberts. He actually says we could have a nuclear war this year. Of course we could. And we have the Democrats and Rhino Republicans distracting Trump to do his job when he's trying to protect the state and the United States of America from not only economic chaos, which the globalists want to do, but also the danger of a nuclear war and EMP attack. And right now, it's not years and decades away, it's minutes and hours away. We could have an attack tomorrow. Today, the U.S. government's going to suspend the Meritad Title III agreement, which basically means with an agreement made in Congress in 1996, because Cuba has over 100,000 troops down in Venezuela to support Maduro. What I think has to happen is a surgical excision of Maduro. And we all need to be what for? Tell the damn Chinese to get their troops out of Venezuela, or else. And the same with Russia. Seize their bank accounts of the PLA members in China and the oligarchs in Russia, including Putin. And tell them to get the damn missiles out of Kaliningrad, which are aimed at every square inch of Europe, which are intermediate-range cruise missiles. The Russians are not playing fair ball, neither are the Chinese. And yeah, I know that Bill Clinton developed the F-35 Joint Strike Fighter. It could be a stealth bomber, but the fact is we didn't violate the INF Treaty. The Russians did. And so what we're dealing with right now is a very disgusting situation where if Trump's son-in-law, who's a Kabbalistic warlock, signs this peace agreement to so-called hold back the war that may be happening as early as this year or next, we're not going to get adequate missile defense. And when the treaty breaks, because it will, according to the Bible, we're going to have a thermonuclear war, and most Americans and Europeans, etc., are going to die in a thermonuclear conflict. That's what I see coming.
Yeah. Well, actually, I don't know what the right word is. I don't want to say it. So it's serious stuff. I mean, and look, I mean, I years ago I broke down Revelation 17 and 18, line by line, and that's the scenario, that's the kind of the scenario that I see. I don't see a lot of stuff that many, quote, prophecy scholars are anticipating. I see things happening.
Here's the problem. Here's the problem. You mentioned the term prophecy scholar. You're not a scholar to be a prophet. You're a prophet, period. You don't. You're a locksmith for the Most High God. He has to show you that when you read the Bible, he gives you the tumbler codes, so every scripture is not a private interpretation. 2 Peter 2:10, so you know what's really going on. Most of the churches are run by pastors and leaders that will not let prophecies... Diabetes is a condition in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with Diabetaline, Biotin Plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. Now, these protocols are very helpful to reduce heart vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced videotape consultations. Cognition Plus is Dr. Bill Deagle's brain formula for protection of your brain. It has a unique combination of nutrients and botanicals that support cognitive function and healthy memory. It features selected B vitamins that are activated, quadrifolate, folic acid, patented form for 5-methylfolate, and herbs ginkgo biloba, bacopa moniera, as well as nutrients that provide antioxidant activity, brain-specific nutrients such as vinblastine, acetyl-L-carnitine, sunflower-derived phosphatidylserine. This comprehensive formula addresses the multiple pathways involved in neurological health by supporting oxidant and cytokine balance, methylation, mitochondrial function, and endocrine balance. Get it at NutriMedical.com from Dr. Bill Deagle. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and keep your brain healthy with NutriMedical's Cognition Plus. Get it at NutriMedical.com. Take Cognition Plus with brain power to improve brain function and protect you from oxidative stress. Keep your memory working the best it can be. The first hour of the NutriMedical Report, Monday to Friday, deals with health, wellness, and anti-aging technology. But especially Friday, Firing Line, is the first hour where the host is Michelle Deagle, asking your questions brought to us by email and phone to 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical. Your answers are given on air with abbreviated protocols and the science and technology explained simply behind why we use this protocol to try to help you heal and regenerate and have your health return without toxic polypharmacy. We integrate it with regular medicine and surgery and are able to provide you logical protocols. Anyone can get a free protocol by just emailing us, starter. And if you've purchased a product, you can even get a call back any time between Monday and Thursday after the show or on the weekend. So Dr. Bill is available for you. Get your questions into the contact us or 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical.com. Stay well with NutriMedical every day. Pure water is one of the essentials of life. The pure water system that Dr. Bill recommends includes four phases. The first phase is a linear charcoal. Second phase, the best reverse osmosis membrane. Third phase is an ion exchange resin. So all that's left is absolute water molecules that, even in freezing, form little spikes because they're so clean they crawl over each other. The fourth phase is a calcium magnesium 9 to 18 parts that makes the water pH rise to 10. We have a whole host system, a Bev 100 system for a countertop, Bev 300 reserve system, a prepper system, Bev 200, a Bev 500 auto flush system, and the whole host system will clean your water for your dishes, for bathing, etc. Nothing like pure water from Dr. Bill Deagle. Get it at NutriMedical.com. Go to the drop-down menu at Shop by Products at NutriMedical.com and get your pure water every day for washing, bathing, cleaning. Nothing like NutriMedical to keep you well. Stay well with NutriMedical. Cardiovascular health involves use of nutraceuticals to reduce blood viscosity, oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids, and the prevention of calcification of arteries and small vessels. Metabolic support to the mitochondria in the heart and blood vessels involves the peristaltic initial shearing force of the heart, stimulating a secondary contraction of the blood vessel walls to move the blood forward to the periphery. Our core formula involves CardioVasc, Gamma A Plus to get rid of nitroproxy radicals, cell detox glutathione to get rid of hydroproxy radical, H2-plex, and ultrathiamine B1 to get rid of the singlet oxygen. We use also magnesium glycinate to improve the heart, CoQ10 Supreme, the only non-crystallizing CoQ10, and water-soluble CoQ10 ubiquinol. Nanokinase will reduce blood viscosity and improve perfusion. Omega Supreme Pro improves the blood vessel elasticity. And the use of antioxidant H2-plex Power C Plus and other antioxidants help to reduce blood viscosity and oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acid. Order at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Switch stories. We're looking at the story in New Zealand of 49 dead from some terrorists who decided to kill a lot of people in their mosque. Now, I'm not against Muslim people, but I'm against Islam. Islam itself is evil. It's a demonic mind control system. It's not a religion. We've had Walid Shabat and his son, basically Theodore, talking about this on Shabat, Shoebat.com. But the problem is what we have is we get energized people. Because remember, if you look at New Zealand and Australia, they until recently didn't let anybody immigrate. Even if you're coming from the States or Canada, it was tough to immigrate to New Zealand and Australia. And so you got extremist elements that are basically pushing back against their government that's opening the door to Muslims. And tons of them are immigrating now to New Zealand. I'd like you to expand on that, because what I see happening is this is pushback. You see it also with the rise of the uber right wing in Germany. We're seeing skinheads and basically neo-Nazis in a sense. They're really angry about the idea of what's going on in Germany with the massive migration of millions of Muslims from North Africa and the Middle East to Germany. And this is replacing and changing the whole culture in places like Norway and Sweden and Denmark. It's destroying them. Of the people, for example, in Sweden, there's only about 500 actually have jobs. Of the 144,000, the rest of them are on the dole from the Swedish government. It's insanity, isn't it?
Well, it's pure insanity. And again, this is the house of Satan. This is Satan dancing with Satan. Look, I'm not advocating. Absolutely not. I mean, that's a horrendous crime. I mean, to kill 49 people.
Oh, no, I'm not advocating that. I'm advocating, though, we should stop letting immigration come from Muslim countries.
Well, just because
we should actually be monitoring all these.
Talk about this stuff.
Yeah, let me finish. We should also be monitoring all these mosques with someone who speaks Arabic, like my son Matthew, can sit in there and listen to these imams and directors of these mosques when they're inciting first, second, and third generation to become terrorists inside America. They need to have their mosque closed and these imams deported. And that would, by the way, include, according to their own internal polls, about 78% of the mosques in America need to be closed. This should have happened before. What happened is, rather than having some terrorists go crazy, start deporting these guys. They don't belong in your country. They're like having a metastatic tumor in a Western democracy like New Zealand and Australia. So this should be a symptom to them. This maniac that went crazy and killed people, and I don't support him killing people, but they shouldn't be in New Zealand. You know, they will not mix. For example, when they wanted Sharia law in Quebec a few years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, they wanted to even remove pork from the menu for anybody else in Quebec. Now, Quebecers, you got to understand, love pork, okay? So telling people in school, because you got maybe 2 kids out of 100 that are Muslim, that nobody can order pork on the menu and it can't be there anymore is kind of crazy. So you have to understand what's going on here is Muslims take over. And they have in places like Deerfield, Michigan, which is near my own hometown of Detroit. This is brought up, these people were brought here from Iraq back during the Ford days, building automobiles almost 100 years ago. And now these places are completely Muslim. You have to understand Islam does not mix with Western culture, period. It doesn't. It never will until it takes over. Okay?
It can. I mean, it's inherent. I mean, it has to dominate. I mean, the word Islam, it means dominant, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Exactly.
So, it is right there. But, again, it's American so-called liberals who are dancing with the devil who really, they're not really... They just hate Christian America. And I'm not going to say any racial group. I think they just hate God and Christians in general. I mean, the white male that they hate.
Well, no, you just have to read the actual Hadith and Quran. If you actually read them, it says if you find a Jew or a Christian behind a tree, kill them. You know, they'll try to make all kinds of excuses.
Yeah.
There's a more moderate version of Islam. Look, Islam is deviltry. It's mind control. That's why there's an alliance, a dark alliance between the globalist ecomaniacs and the Muslims. And the Muslims and the ecomaniacs think they're all going to work it out. No, they're not. This is going to end badly for both of them. The Muslims
and they hate each other.
They're working together because they have a common goal right now.
Which is they hate God And that's really the bottom line. And this, you know, again, I guess the best analogy would go back to Luke's gospel, right? I mean, Herod and Pontius Pilate, I mean, they hated each other, right? But then when did they become friends? When it came to crucifying Jesus, then all of a sudden, you know, they were buddies because they were united in their hatred.
Let me switch stories a bit. That's the same people who want to push the broken healthcare system we have and give it to everybody. They don't want people living longer. For example, if you go to my technology, I had a consult today this morning. It came early before I came to the show. A woman who got radiation treatment for her breast cancer, and now she's got a neuropathy, myopathy, and she can hardly walk in her lower extremities. Conventional medicine is broken. It's evil, okay? When doctors go on strike, people survive longer. The actual mortality rate drops. You got to understand why. They're not scientists. They're like these enviromaniacs. It's their way or the highway. I remember arguing with professors back in medical school and residency, and they would say something, and I would ask them tough questions, and they wouldn't have good answers. They would beg me to not ask questions in class and embarrass them. The fact is we have a bunch of people who are religious pseudoscientists, whether it's in medicine or geopolitics or whatever. They're trying to shove their ideas down our throat and kill us like vaccines. There's no such thing as a safe vaccine. Even the ones that I consider, if they were clean, like the the pneumonia vaccine, pneumovax, and the anthrax, the tetanus shot. The Kenyan Doctors Association discovered about 4 years ago that they were putting a special component in the tetanus vaccine that they had already vaccinated 1.3 million Kenyan women that was causing them to develop antibodies against the trophoblast, so early pregnancy was terminated. And once you got an antibody and your body's attacking it, you can't get pregnant. This is designed, and they already had a lawsuit back about 15 years earlier in the Philippines over it.
Yeah, I don't care.
I got the actual data from the Human Life International in Zurich, Switzerland, who gave me a box of data of the evils coming out of Basel, Switzerland, the United Nations, and the World Health Organization. Okay, so it's not open to opinion. People say, well, that's open to your opinion. They go, no, it's not. This is a closed fact. It's over, okay? And the fact is, when we have people like AOC and Beto O'Rourke and all these little Democrats, demon rats, I call it, and the Rhino Republicans that support globalism, too, they want open borders. Why are they fighting against Trump and the idea of and trying to stop his emergency on the border? Because they want free, lots of cheap labor in America. They want no borders. They want to have a geopolitical mess on their hands. They're the masters of chaos. They don't care about murders of Americans by foreign illegals or MS-13. They don't give a damn.
No, they don't. They look, again, this gets back to the point that these are genocidal psychopaths and they're just maniacs. There's no rationalizing with these people, but it all keeps coming back to the same point. I mean, these people are children of the devil. There's no other logical explanation to explain all this.
But people
don't
want to talk about that. The word evil is live backwards, so it's living backwards. Well, here's what I think is going to happen. Now, I'm going to give my timeline for the next 20 months, roughly. The Democrats, I call the demon rats, have come out now with extreme leftist things like infanticide, a crazy environmental policy called the New Green Deal. It's not new, it's old. This deal I saw back in the 70s and 80s, it's an old Green Deal and it's crazy. And then secondly, what I see happening is the demon rats are trying to get enough billionaires to support their people that enough young and stupid people will vote for them that they'll get control of the White House or like they have the House right now. So Nadler is filing 81 documents to try to subpoena people to Congress. I think a lot of people are just going to say, no, I'm not going to do it. Until they actually force them to give them an affidavit, they have to show up in Congress. What are they doing? A fishing expedition? Of course. They're going to try to get Trump's records, his tax records, any of his family, all his business dealings. They're just digging for anything to actually stop Trump. What I'm worried about more than just Trump getting in, because I think Trump will be reelected, number one, stop having these bad advisors around like Mr. William Barr and John Lightning Bolt, I call Bolton, and people, the former United Nations, Nikki Haley. We need to have good people that are concerned about America, that are Christians, and want to do the right thing for American people and people around the world. For example, right now, America should have already sent in special forces and decapitated the Maduro regime, told the Chinese, get your damn troops out of Venezuela, tell the Russians we're going to seize your bank accounts, Putin, and all your oligarchs, tell the PLA they're making the carfentanil, where we know the GPS coordinates of where you're making it in the factory in, say, Shenzhen or whatever city it is in China. We're going to shut you guys down. And if you want a deal, Xi, you got to stop trying to tell Kim that we're not going to have a deal, because I can guarantee you it was China and Russia that are making sure that Kim doesn't make a deal with the West and stop building nukes that can knock out our power grid or hit our cities or our allies like Japan. And Japan is armed to the teeth, by the way. If they start a big conflict, every city in China will go up in smoke. And to find a Chinaman in China will be as rare as the gold of warfare. The Chinese are going to be annihilated if they start a regional war. And they're really close. I mean, right now, the fact they've got troops in Venezuela, this could be the trigger for a thermonuclear war. People don't know that, do they?
No, I mean, I think there's a lot of potential triggers, you know, Crimea and whatnot that are out there. But
well, directly you're fighting American troops that are trying to decapitate the illegal regime of Maduro, who's got Russian nuclear weapons aimed directly at our guts, and we have no defense. This is an act of war. And people need to start waking up. And that means you, Mr. Trump, start being our president again. Don't be fearful of these guys in the media. Start delicensing media. Delicense Washington Post. Delicense people like Costa. You shouldn't have got his press pass back. I don't believe in being Democrat about it. No, you don't get a chance to ask any more damn questions, Costa. I want to see media like CNN and so on that are doing opposite, an open, hard, not a soft coup, a hard coup. They need to lose their license so they no longer are cable network. I want to see them gone.
Yeah.
I don't want any more dialogue. And I want to even tough questions inside Fox. I guarantee you Fox interview Dr. Bill Deagle. I guarantee you that they're not going to cross those red lines that are going to say Murdoch is investing oil drilling in the Golan Heights with Israel. I call it's a real hell. And oil companies that have no business being there in Syrian territory captured by the Israelis to protect their cities from being bombed by Hezbollah from the Golan Heights. I can see them protecting themselves, but drilling in Syrian territory, no. The fact is we have right now Bashar al-Assad, who they try to say over and over again was going to attack his people with chemical weapons. There's no evidence of that at all. They still don't want to back off. And people like, for example, Dick Cheney are saying, we should have never removed troops from Syria. Are you crazy? Syria's not the problem.
Oh,
the problem
is
PNAC and the Project for the New American Century and these globalist maniacs who want to carve up the Middle East and create even more disaster.
Now, Cheney's a Bush holdover. They suck. I mean,
his name, by the way, in the White House was Prince of Darkness. He didn't say his name was, you know, Darth Vader. He said, address me correctly here, staff. The name is Prince of Darkness. I mean, that's actually how twisted and evil the bugger is.
They suck. I mean, yeah, that's the old Bush, you know, weapons of mass destruction and all that nonsense.
Yeah,
I mean,
there's real consequences to it. The fact that some of the population believes these idiots, like George Bush, he was a good president. No, he wasn't. George Bush and his brother, Marvin Bush, presided over the 9/11 demolition that was started and planned under Bill Clinton. And the Patriot Act 1 took 5 years plus to extradite with a battalion of attorneys. This wasn't done in a month and released in October of 2001. No, it wasn't.
Right.
It was built for years beforehand. I tried to get radiation analysis of the World Trade Center debris because I have the actual U.S. geological data, 55 times higher levels of tritium and other isotopes indicating things like red mercury, which is the nuclear micro-nukes division. And it was the Israeli Mossad that actually put the micro-nukes inside the building along with RDX and Super Thermite, because the only nation experimenting with advanced weapons-grade demolition Super Thermite was Israel. So it's a real hell, and the Mossad actually put those bombs in the building to demolish it. That's why they had the dancing Israelis outside, right?
I don't know. I mean, that's...
I do know. I do know.
Yeah.
And the problem is, see, I don't say something that I don't know. And the problem is I double-dog dare people to say, well, I disagree with you, Deagle. Come on to my cage match and take a beating intellectually, because I'm not going to put up with it. And I want people to understand this is a fight for civilization. If these environmentalists get into control, right now look at how much control they have in the House and how many of these Republicans turned on Trump and actually are voting against Trump and his declaration of a national emergency on the border. Although 300 people are dying of heroin, and we're not even including carfentanil, which is a Chinese toxin that literally they captured a month ago, enough to kill 117 million Americans, and another batch just last week. It's disgusting. Where the hell do these Republicans get it? You know, they need to be voted out of office, and people like AOC and her Muslim colleague need to not be representing anybody. Muslims should not be allowed to emigrate to America. And the ones here need to be under surveillance. If they do anything to suggest they're fighting against the Constitution or our law systems, they need to be deported. We need to start being tougher. Then we wouldn't have disasters like the one in New Zealand. Because the problem is, globalists have made a dark alliance with Islam, and Islam is going to fight us.
Curdivasc is a 7 synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses, hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases vitaxin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels, valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system toward parasympathetic, milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart, and bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. One capsule equals 1 15 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family. Are you still looking for that one iodine that you thought Integrative of Science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Welcome back. That's that story. What I see happening, I'm looking at the climate walkouts by these students. In fact, there's a big story here on Drudge that talks about this, and it's in 1,000 cities apparently around the world. Students around the world skip class to demand action on climate. These students never learned a damn thing in school. They learn about carbon dioxide. Carbon oxygen cycle is a cycle that maintains life. And the problem is, in fact, Patrick Moore, one of the founding members of Greenpeace, and by the way, I was too, before it got started. These idiots, these students, they don't know anything, and they're just spouting dogma, and they've got these dour looks like the world's going to end in 12 years. They never start the clock ticking. These same idiots will say the same thing 5 or 6 years from now. We got 12 years left. When? When does the clock start? Okay? They have no parameters, no analysis, no science, nothing. And if you look at Mount Erebus in Antarctica, it generates 50,000 times more carbon dioxide and other heavy metals than all the other so-called polluting things. We need to start recycling everything. We need to have smokestacks like in Colorado when I took care of the coal-fired generators and the engineers there that generate only water vapor. The fact is that these people are liars, that the carrying capacity of the Earth has exceeded and it can only support 500 million like, you know, some of these maniac billionaires that want to basically reduce the world population. I'm sick and tired of it. How about we send them T-shirts, you first? If you billionaires think this is the truth, why don't you kill yourself and get rid of yourself and stop aggravating us? It's aggravating, isn't it?
Well, yeah, well, look, again, you know, it all goes back to the same thing we talked about before. I mean, Pharaoh as a picture of Satan, which could be more literal, by the way. I mean, if you look at the son of Satan as the Greek god Hermes or Tothu, the Pharaoh was the embodiment of the son of what they call God or Osiris. We were talking about that all before. But anyway, but if you look at what these people really are, and then, you know, then it starts to make sense, and then you know what you're dealing with. And then again, it's just nothing but murderous barbarians with a very thin facade of so-called science to try and cover up what they're trying to do, which is outright genocide. But look, when you're that 500 million number, I mean, and then you start getting into the Georgia Guidestones and you know, what I call the anti-Ten Commandments of the Georgia Guidestones.
Oh, yeah, yeah. In fact, if you read these things, you can say it's Lucifer's Bible.
Well, it's, yeah, you know, I think one, I forget if commandment, anti-commandment, number one, you know, limit the world's population of 500 million, but you can't do that without not getting rid of...
What are you going to do if people reproduce at all and human lifespan doubles or triples, so people live 300 years? What are you going to do? What are you going to do if people live 10 years longer and you still maintain even a moderate birth rate, okay? What? And then we have these climate strike with females. They're so idiotic. They stop having babies because they know the world's going to end. You apocalyptic nut jobs, okay? You're just going to take yourself out of the gene pool. Maybe we need to just let you go and do your stupid thing and not reproduce because you and your stupid ideas will die with you. It's ridiculous. It's aggravating.
Yeah,
and the problem is, what I want people to understand is I would like to dialogue with the science. We talked about this 2 hours yesterday with Tim Ball. I was a charter member of Greenpeace. I'm a climatologist. I'm an oceanographer. I know what's going on. And what I see happening is not science, it's scientistic. It's a just plain Luciferic lie. It's Malthusianism reborn in these modern so-called globalist, billionaire, Luciferic, genocidal maniacs that want to reduce the world population. And the problem is the entire left now, and many of the right who want to have open borders and so on, and have Islam come in here, it's all part of homogenization of the world. And a lot of it's happening right under the nose of Donald Trump because he's not doing his job. It's no wonder Ann Coulter's getting a little mad with him. He's not being Trumpian enough. Shut down Washington Post. Shut down these for-profit, not-for-profit agencies that are tax-free. Shut down the idea of dialoguing with Schumer and Pelosi. Continue to push and get rid of we call Ruth Bader Ginsburg, okay? I call her Gator, G-A-T-O-R, and put in a true pro-life person. And don't put in a bill that says, you know, we're going to have a heartbeat bill to stop babies being killed or you can hear the heartbeat. No. At the moment of conception, you have a human being. If you don't, you're going to have transhumans with genes inserted by CRISPR-Cas9 protocols and cyborgs in the future generations. And eventually, if the state could get their way, they'd even license pregnancy. You wouldn't be able to even have an intrauterine pregnancy at all. It would be under the control of the state. Maybe you'd have to submit a punch biopsy of your forearm to make ova and sperm. By the way, you can do that from a male right now. And have a genetic clone of yourself or you and your genetic partner if you actually have the same sex. The problem is people don't understand the human race is over. It's already over now. If we human beings don't stand up for the Bible and what's right, the human race is already done. You know, it's like a cake in the oven. Another 10 minutes and it's finished.
Well, it's like, you know, let me go back to Matthew 24, right? You know, unless God intervenes,
He's intervening. Now, Cal, our primary enemy, and I said this last week with Cal B. Smith, okay, earlier this week as well, on hour two on Tuesday. Our primary enemy are Christian Americans, pastors. They will not accept a prophetic and an apostolic word which is not under their authority. They don't want to hear it. I don't get invited to any churches, and I beg them to say, please, have me speak in your church, even by video. Do you know why? They don't want to have science, or someone unlocks the Tumblr codes of the Bible and tells them what's really happening. They don't even see that America is Babylon the Great, mother of harlots and of abominations with the Vatican and the globalist control freaks. Even the deals that Trump is doing, for example, USMC with his son-in-law, and the deal with the Middle East with the peace treaty, these are demonic. When you have a Kabbalistic warlock son-in-law, and he's working under Rabbi Schneerson that they worship, who's considered one of their chief warlocks within the so-called apostate Jewish faith, and people, oh, you shouldn't say that, it's anti-Semitic. Look, I'm a Semite. I have Hebrew and Jewish background, so don't say that crap to me, all right? I'm pointing out the fact that Jesus himself would say, you of the so-called modern Judaism are basically of the synagogue of Satan. And the so-called Christians now that want to speak about prophetic things like Dr. Bob Thiel, he's not a prophet. And if he was called as a prophet, he'd be rebuked by God for saying something as evil as you're going to have a millennium of Satan. After a millennium ruling with Jesus, you're going to have Satan released from the bottomless pit to destroy the human race. And will have any survivors? No, you won't. Are you kidding? 1,000 years from now, the technology, and you got a being that's been around for umpteen eons, it's the most intelligent created being in the universe, and he's angry as hell after being in prison for 1,000 years? Really? You think that the human race will survive that? And there's a number of apostasies that I want to point out again. There is no hell. There's annihilation. Number two, there's no millennium. We've had 2 millennia of grace to rule and reign. We've done a really poor job since Jesus took back the title of earth with his death on the cross. We have no such thing as 3 gods. If you get the 17th York right in Masonry, they call Yavalon, Yahweh the creator god, Baal the fertility god and the god of property, and Osiris the god of the underworld. No, that's Masonry, okay? There's no 3 gods, there's 1. And God can incarnate across the billion planets across the vast universe, but there's still 1 god, not 3 gods. Jesus is not a prophet, he is God, G-O-D, okay? People need to get that. When I died and went to heaven, I met Jesus. I met God. I didn't meet a guy opening the door, say, hey, I'm the doorman for heaven. No. He's God. And the fact is people don't understand that God the Father is like the fullness of God, and Jesus is the incarnation in human flesh. What we have to understand is the current way we're approaching things is we think America's righteous in what we do. No, we're not. We have both the duality of the daughter of Babylon and daughter of Zion. America is, at its very core, extremely evil. In fact, our system imposed on the world is the New World Order. And the Mark of the Beast comes from Schriever Air Force Base, Vulcan, Colorado, is for the whole world. The Chinese would like to do it. They'd like to steal some of the technology and control AI. It's America. People don't want to see that America is the seat of Satan on Earth. You know, the Voynich document written by Sir Francis Bacon showed this very clearly, that America was supposed to be the new Atlantis. Okay? The illegitimate son of Queen Elizabeth I, a guy with an IQ over 200, who was a high-level warlock. People don't want to hear that, do they?
Oh, Francis Bacon, or the real William Shakespeare? No, they don't want to hear that. Yeah, I mean, well, the United States, I think with the United States is, I think you had a struggle, a spiritual struggle, and I think the Christians, you know, started out as a Christian nation, at least in northern colonies, the Pilgrims and the Puritans and whatnot. I mean,
they started out with some good intentions, but even the founding of America was by the Green Trade and Putt by high-level Masons. America was founded on oppositional powers of three separated powers, the executive, the legislative, and judicial branches. This is Luciferic. This is not Christian principles. This is Luciferic principles of oppositional power. The same oppositional power that Nimrod used in ancient Babylon, that he would come in and send his rabble to kill people and torture the people. And then he'd say, hey, if you let me come in and bring in my armies and make me your emperor, I'll save your city from chaos. So it's the same garbage going on right now. And what I see happening under Trump, all his advisors are evil. Look at this guy, William Barr. What a maniac. He worked under Condoleezza Rice on the Caspell Aero Basin. And the same things, these are the ones like Condoleezza Rice that engineered and were managing while they did 9/11, the inside job to actually destroy the towers. People need to start grasping that Trump himself should start asking questions as a builder. And he knows damn well that 9/11 was an inside job and the building was demolished. It didn't just fall, free fall, because, oh, bad construction. No, it free fell because it was built by nukes, RDX, and super thermite that was actually designed as a high explosive only by the one state, Israel. And Israel was contracted to do it because the CIA SAD, or Special Activity Division, contracted to demolish it because there were sick buildings. It would have cost $2 billion a floor to change them, get rid of the asbestos and the mold in the building. Now, people say, well, they want to argue, and there's no room to argument. This is over. Science is over. I've tried to do radiation toxicology on the building, and the last time, 3 years ago, the U.S. State Department told the lab in Japan that they were not allowed to even talk to Dr. Deagle. Okay? And I don't get anybody detracting and trying to fight me now. Even, you know, the architects and engineers don't give Dr. Deagle credit because I came up with this years before they ever did. And I showed this in 2007 at a conference in Vancouver, 9/11 Truth Conference, the U.S. geological data that I had, and the attempts to get radiation toxicology done with neutron spectroscopy because I'm a nuclear expert. But I didn't get respect. Now, you listened out there. You don't show adequate respect for those who come with the grace of the Most High God. All that's left for you is judgment. So if you want to disagree with me, call into the show. I beg you to do so. Or call in afterwards or email me. But you're going to get an intellectual beating of your life because I'm not going to put up with foolish intellectual blather like I see now in the media by people like Beto O'Rourke and ALC. I'm sick of it. I'm not going to put up with it anymore, and I'm not going to put up with the inaction on the part of Trump. Trump needs to get more Trumpian. What he's doing right now is being a distraction. He's not doing the things he should be. No wonder Ann Coulter's mad as hell. No wonder a lot of people like are even starting to bash Trump, thinking, where's the Trump that I voted for? What's he doing? Get rid of these media and these agencies and get rid of these tax-run foundations that are creating all kinds of enemies and allowing Nadler to actually go and get 81 documents from all these people. This is insane. Trump should do something to stop Nadler cold in his tracks. It's crazy, isn't it?
No, the whole thing, Stan. Look, the whole... Look, effectively, the world is an insane asylum. Which is by design. I mean, you know, the father of lies.
Yeah, but why isn't Trump doing Trumpian things? For example, why is he pushing 5G network when it's the final layer of the mark of the beast? Why is he recycling hydrogen sulfide water from Northern California that gets into people's water supply? Their urine, their kidneys concentrated, and it can even dissolve steel in their toilet and porcelain. I mean, Trump, get with it, okay? Stop doing stuff that's evil. Stop letting your son-in-law work on the treaty in the Middle East that's eventually going to be the covenant with death. And by the way, don't talk about a space force. Talk about missile defense. Put a lockdown on the bank accounts of Putin and his oligarchs. Close down their bank accounts and tell them to get the damn missiles out of there. Move in and decapitate the Maduro regime. Remove La Orchilla Island and Pinto Huerta.